Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's guest is Stan Phelps, and today's episode is brought to you by Location 3, Answer Connect, and iPost, the email tool built for the franchise industry. iPost puts the power of email marketing in the hands of the franchise marketer through multi-tiered accounts that eliminate fragmentation and enable franchisees to own and control all data and content. iPost gives your brand one place to support all locations' email marketing and one place to train and onboard new franchisees. Find out more at iPost.com. My friend Stan Phelps is back. He's the author of the Colorful Goldfish series, and the latest is called Pink Goldfish 2.0, Defy Normal and Exploit Imperfection. Welcome back, Stan. How are you?
Yeah, thanks for having me back, Jack. Glad to be back.
I love the title, first of all. I love exploiting imperfection. I'm all about being exploited and being imperfect. So I think it's a good fit. I love the idea that you're revisiting the pink goldfish. Tell me about the original concept for pink.
Sure. You know, pink goldfish came out back in 2018. So I partnered up with a guy named David Rendell, who if anyone's listening to this has ever seen David before, he's 6 foot six and he pretty much wears head to toe pink, Jack. He's hard to forget. And he wrote an amazing book called The Freak Factor, which is really based on a kind of a personal development and a leadership concept that every weakness that we have has a corresponding strength. And the idea that what makes us weird is also what makes us wonderful. And I saw that concept and I thought about how that applied to marketing and strategy. And we ended up getting together, and for the original book, we crowdsourced over 250 examples of companies that were highly differentiated. Mm. And we really tried to figure out when you deconstruct, how do you really stand out in a crowded marketplace? And that's the essence of pink.
Love it. And so that was 2018. And now you're revisiting that entire concept. What's new? I mean, obviously, we've had a few things happen, you know, like, a global right. pandemic,
right?
Small businesses shutting down left and right. But, you know, what else has happened since 2018 in this crazy world that made you want to go back and revisit this idea?
Yeah. So since the book has came out, we've gotten just a ton more examples, which are some really great stories that we feature. We've also been able to uncover a new type of pink goldfish. So the original concept, Jack, is simple. It's the idea that our flaws are the things that make us awesome, or as we say, flawsome. So the original book, that concept of being flawsome was also an acronym for the original seven types: flaunting, lopsiding, antagonizing, withholding, swerving, opposing, and what we call micro weirding. And what we found is that there is actually an additional one, and it's a really interesting one. We call it exposing, which is about being really open about who you are. And not being even afraid to put the negative stuff that's out there about you into the kind of spotlight.
You know, it's interesting that putting that stuff out there is something that 20 years ago, no brand would have ever thought about doing, right?
Right.
Like that was just, you do not show the warts. But it feels like now, and tell me if I'm, you know, in line with the concept here, that, and maybe it's a social media byproduct, that we want customers to see us as you know, a personality, or that you, right. you want your customers to be your friend, you know, and, but if you never show that weirdness or expose that stuff that kind of makes you weird, they're never right. going to be your friend. Right.
Right. Right. Yeah. It's, I mean, it's, I think the word authentic gets thrown around probably too much from an yeah. organizational perspective,
yeah.
but
yeah.
You know, showing a little bit of the humanity of who you are, and not being, you know, we talk about this concept in the book, the idea of flaunting is something that's positive, like parading without shame, like truly owning who you are. And you can't do that unless you're willing to, you know, to show the imperfect side of who your organization is.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes the not so pretty side, the one thing that I've seen in social media, oh, over the past year and a half since we've, you know, had the pandemic, the one thing that I've really noticed and I love that some brands are doing is sharing more behind the scenes stuff. And again, some stuff that's not too pretty, but it's important to show things like, this is how we're cleaning the kitchen, right?
Right.
This is how we're keeping you safe by, you know, this big team of professional cleaners that come in here every night to the office space or the restaurant or whatever, and
right.
rubbing everything down. And, you know, I love seeing that. And I think about that all the time, that 10 years ago, no one would have ever shown a person cleaning right on Facebook.
Like, right.
No, don't show the cleaning people. It's like now, yeah, I want to see the cleaning people. I want to make right. sure you're cleaning this place every night. So,
right. Yeah. So. I think there's an opportunity for people to show the behind the scenes. You know, we're on a tour right now going around the country to promote the book. And we stopped a couple of days ago at a place called Snowbird, which is a mountain resort in Utah. And they're a great example of this concept of exposing, because they ran an entire campaign, Jack, that featured all of their one-star reviews of the resort. and it was clear they were trying to, you know, instead of telling you, you know, all the pieties of what they're about, essentially they let the customers that weren't a great fit for their brand be able to tell the story. And it's amazing, these one-star reviews with this amazing imagery, you know, on this print and outdoor campaign. And it was things like powder too deep, right? Or there are no easy trails, like too advanced. I felt like my life was in danger.
Yeah.
and so, you know, it's there. You know, Snowbird is saying, look, we're unapologetic. This is a place for advanced skiers.
Yeah.
And if that's your type of fun, taking your life into your hands and really being challenged, then this is the place for you, right?
It does position them as being that cool place for, especially for, you know, the advanced people. It was still a brave move, because right. at some point there would have been, you know, someone in a boardroom saying, what on earth are you doing putting one-star reviews out there for everyone to see? You know, my,
right.
you know, my neighbor saw that and I can't believe you people are doing this. So there is some courage that you need to step out and expose yourself in this manner.
Right. Right. And we also feature, you love this from a social perspective. You might've seen it 6 months ago, but Burger King in the UK came out and did an entire campaign just for the industry. And they're like, we never thought we'd be saying this, but go out and order a Big Mac.
Yeah. Oh.
And then they took it a step further. Their entire Instagram was promoting other independent, you know, quick serve restaurants.
Yeah.
And that was such flipping the script to say, look, we're all in this together. And, you know, let's support our brethren. I thought that was such a brave move.
Back in a moment after this word from Answer Connect. Everyone has a phone, but not everyone is answering the phone correctly. When you spend marketing dollars to grow your business, you cannot afford to miss calls or answer the phone with, "Hey." Answer Connect is open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year to support new business, current clients, or urgent calls, and they send messages to you immediately. They integrate with many of today's popular CRMs, taking advantage of technology and taking one more thing off of your to-do list. In addition to taking calls, they can set appointments, follow up with potential customers, and make outbound calls for reinvigoration campaigns. Let Answer Connect work in your business so you can work on your business. Call Answer Connect at 800-584-0234. That's 800-584-0234 or visit answerconnect.com/franchise. Tell me how the tour's going. You said you were in Utah, you're in Colorado, and then coming up on, I think, Tuesday, we're going to see you here in Chicago, right?
Yeah. So we've already logged over 7,000 miles. So we're kind of doing a clockwise, starting in North Carolina, kind of a clockwise around the entire country. So we've been, you know, all the way out to LA, all the way up to Seattle. And now we're kind of working our way back. So Midwest is next week. We've got a great event with AMA Milwaukee on Monday. And then we're doing an event in downtown Chicago on Tuesday with an organization called HHP Lift, which is a great organization that finds opportunities for those work opportunities for those with developmental disabilities. They're going to host us. And then we're off to Michigan, where we have events in Detroit on both Thursday and Friday before kind of wrapping things up and heading back to North Carolina.
Excellent. And that event in Chicago, by the way, at HHP Lift will be at 329 West 18th Street, 1:30 to 3 p.m. on Tuesday the 3rd. So we look forward to seeing you there. And right. We'll have a link to that event and all of the other events in today's show notes. So if anybody's able to come on out in Milwaukee or Chicago or any of the other upcoming shows, please do so. I think you're going to have a good crowd in Chicago, and I think you'll get a lot of questions. And what kinds of questions have you been getting on the road from people showing up at the launch events?
You know, I think there's always the questions that you get, like, hey, you know, obviously a ton of our examples are more B2C led.
Yeah.
But we've got a great one that actually comes from Kentucky. A B2B example that we feature in the book, which is the story of, have you ever heard of HVLS Fan Company?
I have not, no.
So they're the ones they're based out of Lexington, Kentucky. They pioneered the large kind of industrial fans.
Oh, okay.
And so HVLS.
Like in a big facility or a hotel or a factory or something.
Correct, yeah. Okay. So HVLS was high velocity, low speed. That was the acronym for the company. And so for the first few years, you know, people would call up, and they would answer the phone, HVLS Fan Company, and the customers would be like, "What?" And they're like, "Hey, are you the guys with those big ass fans?" And what's funny is it started out with just a postcard, Jack. So we talk about a concept of what we call micro weirding. So don't think about, you have to do these massive changes. You can create a lot of different small moments. And they started with a postcard. It ended up being, an outdoor billboard on the side of their factory. And then eventually changing the name of the company to Big Ass Fans. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, we're B2B and it's hard to kind of do stuff that's weird. We're out of the ordinary and we've got to be proper. And so to me, it's a great example that, look, even in B2B, it's actually easier to do this because few of your competitors are truly doing things to stand out.
Yeah. And again, I think we're just in a place now where weird is mainstream. You know,
Right. Again,
I don't know that 20 years ago, any board of directors would have approved changing the name of a company to Big Ass Fans. But, you know, now your board of directors is probably full of, frankly, guys who are younger than you and I, right?
Right.
And people from lots of different backgrounds and cultures, and maybe the next generation includes that CEO who, you know, she might say, yeah, let's push on this. Let's do something different. And I think, right, especially in the B2B world, if what you've been doing for the past 5 years just doesn't work anymore,
right,
like now is the time to get a little weird, or, you know, like we've been, right, saying, get brave and try something new, because if you don't, you're probably not going to make it. You know, things are just happening that fast. So that's a great, right, example of that name change. I love that.
Right. Yeah. I think too, you know, coming out of the pandemic, we need to start questioning things that we've always just done in the past because they were quote unquote normal.
Yeah.
I think one of the worst things we do, we have the best intention, Jack, but as marketers, we do a lot of benchmarking. So we, you know, if we're not the leader, we pick out the leaders within our category and we start to break down what makes them a leader. And then whether we want to admit it or not, we start to emulate a lot of those same things, which is definitely not the road to standing out and being, yep, different. It's the road to sameness.
Yeah. And what I dislike about that benchmarking is if you're trying to emulate the leader in your space, you're looking at the people who were the leaders in your space last year, because you're,
right,
you're looking at old results. They may not be the leader next year. So you're, right, going to, you know, like you say, going into that sea of sameness, you're going to be following them down a not so great path. So that's fantastic. The last thing I wanted to ask you about is you mentioned to me before the show today, you mentioned to me something about the goldfish tank. What is this?
Yeah, so this is really neat. So there's 10 different colors within the goldfish series. Obviously, pink is the one that we're out there promoting now. But what I found, because I just write and speak for a living, Jack, I don't do any, yeah, consulting or coaching, is that when you go in and you do a keynote for 45 or 60 minutes, you're really presenting just the big idea. And then, you know, when you even do a workshop, it's really, you know, facilitating and going through some of the exercises of applying that big idea. But rarely do we give our teams the space to be able to really be innovative and apply it to their day-to-day. So the Goldfish Tank is a fun kind of four-part program. We can do it over the course of a day or a couple half days, but it's the idea of keynote, workshop, and then group work around a challenge or an idea. And the fourth part, Jack, is actually going in front of judges and being able to pitch your idea kind of a la Shark Tank.
Mm-hmm.
And you're either pitching for funding or it's a fun kind of competition for prizes, but it really forces folks to work not only as a team, but to really apply the learning to their organization and come up with ideas. And so we're super excited about it.
I love that idea of, especially if you're talking about entrepreneurs or people who are starting their own business and they're probably working by themselves, getting, right, them together, even just for the workshop experience, because as we see over here in the franchise space every day, there are literally thousands of people who are leaving corporate America and,
right,
starting a restaurant, a store, a catering business, a consulting company, whatever. And the number one thing I hear from people is they don't have anyone to brainstorm with and they don't, right, have anyone to bounce ideas off of because, you know, they're used to working in corporate America and you go down the hall and, you know, talk to your friend Stan, right? So I love that whole workshop part of this,
yeah,
making that part of the goldfish tank. That's so cool.
Yeah.
So before we go, tell me about where we can find more information. Where can we find the book? Where can we find anything about you speaking up in the near future? And where can people connect with you if they've got questions?
Yeah, great. So the best place to find information about me is stanphelps.com. Stanphelps.com. I one of the concepts in the book, Jack, is lopsiding, which is the idea of doubling and tripling down on something as opposed to trying to do a little bit of everything.
Right.
So where most people can find me, I write every day on LinkedIn under the hashtag the1299. So THE1299. And you can find me on LinkedIn, linkedin.com/in/Stan Phelps.
Perfect. And we'll have links to all of those places in today's show notes so people can find you easily. So, well, welcome to Chicago on Tuesday. I'm sure everybody here can't wait to see you guys, and good luck with the rest of the tour.
Thanks, Jack. Appreciate it.
Before we go, a quick word from Location 3, the digital marketing agency that delivers enterprise strategy with local activation. Location 3 helps the world's most recognized multi-unit brands achieve growth with customized omni-channel marketing programs, from data optimization and technology integration to performance-focused marketing and advertising. Location 3 can help you reach more customers and grow your business. Contact them today at location3.com. Location 3, enterprise strategy, local activation. And thanks for listening to Social Geek. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.